This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. China, like much of the world, is having economic trouble. Among its problems, grinding rural poverty and a high unemployment rate among recent college graduates. So it's using one problem to fight the other. The government is encouraging young grads to go to the countryside to serve as village chiefs and to help build their local economies. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has this report from northwestern China about the ups and downs of one village chief who's 19 years old.
The public address system crackles to life in Gaojie Village, a dusty hamlet of 1,000 mostly elderly residents in the mountains of Shanxi Province. The announcement urges villagers to come and get free bags of iodized table salt. It's to prevent diseases caused by iodine deficiency, which afflicts some of China's poorest farmers. The person behind the microphone is village chief Bai Yitong. She's wearing sweats and sneakers, and she looks like she just stepped out of a college dorm, which she did. She's still finishing her college degree in her spare time. She was born in this village, but moved to the city at a young age. She says she took the job at the suggestion of her father, a well-connected local journalist and former official.
I took this job to honor my ancestors. At first, I thought this village was too poor, and I didn't want to come. And I thought that as a mere village chief, I wouldn't be able to accomplish much. But my dad said, sometimes you have to start out small.
Most of the villagers here belong to the Bai clan. Most of them grow Chinese date trees for a living. Farmer Bai Xiu'e says that thanks to their new chief, the villagers now have a road up the mountain to their trees.
The new road is great. Now we can bring our dates down the mountain by truck. Before, we have to carry them on our backs in baskets. It was a long way to go, and it was miserable.
To build the road, Bai Yitong spent $14,000 of her family's money. That's nearly 3 years' revenue for the village's governing committee. Despite concerns about the blurring of public and private finance, it's become a common electioneering tactic in some parts of China. Bai promised voters she'd deliver 10 projects, including the road, if elected. She also pledged to build a date processing factory and give every home running water, which most residents don't have. Local innkeeper Li Biying fills jars in her rooms with buckets of well water. She says she's grateful for Bai's pledges.
Before Bai Yitong came back, we had 5 elections. But no candidate could win a majority, and none of them could accomplish anything either. They were just running for their own personal gain. But Bai Yitong is upright, and she spends her own money to help us.
Bai Yitong was elected on January 14th by nearly all of the village's 461 voters. She defeated 46-year-old Bai Zhijia, who is typical of many previous candidates. He's illiterate, and he ran without any particular platform. The villagers' attitude was very clear, he says. They chose Ms. Bai because she was young and educated. The trend in future will be for younger village chiefs. Bai Yitong shows me the road she built and the centuries-old buildings she's trying to restore as tourist attractions. But she says not all of the villagers get the point of restoring historic buildings.
That's because you can't eat it. As the old saying goes, to the common folk, food is as important as heaven. Farmers are still more concerned with filling their bellies.
Gaojie villagers make an average of about 50 cents a day. Bai says her goal is to raise that to nearly $2.50 a day by year's end. Bai recalls one of her most frustrating moments when residents from a neighboring village built a house blocking the road she was building. She tried to negotiate, but her fellow villagers lashed out in anger.
By the time I got there, they had destroyed about half of the building. I tried, but couldn't stop them. The crowd was enraged, and had lost all reason. The situation was out of control.
The residents from the neighboring village later tried to beat her up, she says, at the instigation of the local township party secretary. Some analysts are skeptical that the rural power structure will accept the young village chiefs, or that Bai Yitong's phenomenon and her family's resources can be replicated elsewhere. As for Bai Yitong, she says she's determined to press on, as long as her villagers support her. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Shanxi Province, China.